Greetings, saints. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. God be with you and keep you in these days ahead. And Father, we thank you for being with us today and blessing us in the Word and giving us wisdom for the days to come. Thank you, Father, for drawing us unto yourself. There is no threat to those who are not under the curse, those who walk in the light of God's Word. We thank you, Father, for blessing us to do that, for working in us to willing to do of your good pleasure. Amen. Well, thank you, saints. I'm going to continue with the revelation here that we're going to call The Dragon Fails to Devour the Man-Child Trump Parallel. Interesting. You're going to notice in the text I'm going to share with you that before the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, the dragon, who is identified in this chapter as Satan in the world body of the seven-headed, ten-horned beast, attempts to devour the man-child. We were told by the Lord that there is a direct parallel between President Trump at the head of the government and the David Man-Child Reformers at the head of the government of the true church. Father has used me in dreams and visions as a type and a shadow of the David Man-Child. The dragon has attempted to remove both, for he lusts to be the head over the government and the church. He has attempted political and physical assassinations of President Trump. He has attempted physical and character assassinations of myself as a type of David. He has succeeded in causing a falling away in the church and government by the man-child body. But the man-child body is caught up to the throne of David's authority and escapes. President Trump will also escape, as this parallel shows. He will rule with authority as the Satanist dragon body fails to devour him. And in our proof text, which is an end-time revelation, a repetition of history of Jesus and Mary and the throne that Jesus was caught up to, is repeated, but it's on a much larger scale. And God says in Ecclesiastes 1:9, that which hath been is that which shall be, and that which hath been done is that which shall be done. There is no new thing under the sun. So history just keeps on repeating with larger groups of people, but it repeats. That's how you know when people have a false idea of the end times, when it's not a repetition of history. The text I was speaking about, Revelation 12, 1-7. And a great sign was seen in heaven, a woman arrayed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Now, I understand on 10:10, this was fulfilled. That's interesting. We've been seeing a lot about 10:10. We warned about the coming of 10:10. Okay, so anyway, verse 2, and she was with child, and she crieth out, travailing in birth, and in pain to be delivered. Okay, this woman, by the way, is the church. And they have a covenant with God in these days. And the only way you can have a covenant with God is to be in the church. And verse 3 says, and there was seen another sign in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his heads 7 diadems. Now the 7 heads, 10 horns is also a description of the beast of the second 3.5 years. This is the first 3.5 years. And the 7 heads are the 7 world-ruling empires, Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Media, Persia, Greece, Rome, and revived Rome is coming. And and the ten horns, the ten continental divisions of the earth. So this is a worldwide dragon. And the Bible says he deceiveth all who dwell upon the earth, the devil, right? And his tail draweth a third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon standeth before the woman that is about to be delivered, that when she is delivered, he may devour her child. So that's been his attempt, is to devour the man-child. This is the body of reformers that's coming in the image of Jesus to do what only Jesus in them can do. Yes. And, of course, we see it is Jesus coming again, but it's Jesus coming in his body, as he said he would. In John 16, he said he was coming again as a little baby man-child born to a woman. In John 16, read it. Now, here it is. So this is not Jesus in a fleshly body. It's Jesus in a corporate body, just as he became a corporate body when we entered into the New Testament. On earth, he is a corporate body. He is our heavenly Savior, and he comes to dwell in those who love his word, right? And she was delivered of a son, a man-child, who is to rule all the nations with the rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and unto his throne. Let me say, the overcomers in Revelation 2 and 3 are caught up to the throne, and they rule with a rod of iron. It doesn't say that this is Jesus, although it is Jesus, but it's Jesus in his overcomers, right? And so, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that there they may nourish. They, here is the man-child, that they may nourish her, just like Jesus nourished the body of believers in his day. For 3.5 years, so the man-child will in this day. And that is Jesus in the man-child, right? Jesus by his word and by his spirit in the man-child. And actually, he's coming in all of his body that believes the gospel. It's just that these are the first fruits. That they may nourish her 1,260 days. That's 3.5 years, just like Jesus did. And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels going forth to war with the dragon, and the dragon warred with his angels. And it went on to say that the dragon was Satan. Okay, so Satan in a body of people is coming against the body of Christ. He wants it to fail in the days ahead. He's going to do his best. He's doing it now, but he's going to fail. So here's a revelation that was given to Eve Brast. It's all about the dragon fails. Okay. I dreamed I was at my maternal grandparents' lake house. Maternal grandparents is the early church, representative of somebody who walks in the steps of the early church, right? In Sulphur Springs, Texas. I was inside the lake house where the sunroom is located. There were many UBM brethren there. I was talking with David in the sunroom, and I believe the sunroom here is a symbol of the bride and David Manchild Company bathing in the light of the sun, and sun being Jesus Christ, the Word of God. Eve was the bride of the first Adam, as you know, and as a type of the last Adam, Jesus Christ. So there we have Eve as a type of the bride, speaking with David, a symbol of the man-child, right? And, of course, Jesus sat on the throne of David, which Solomon called the throne of God, by the way, you know. So when you say caught up to the throne of God, you can see what that means. It's somebody on earth, not up in heaven. It's somebody on earth who's ruling from heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So Eve said, then I decided to go down to the boat slip. As I walked onto the boat dock, Just remember the waters here. The waters are from the sulfur springs. Represents, of course, words springing from hell beneath. Waters are words, right? In the scriptures. And the word of God is washing of the water with the word. So other words are also here. And some come from hell, from beneath. Sulfur reminds you of hell, doesn't it? And I noticed two factious men. And I'm going to say that these have made war against us for the dragon. One which told me that they had a plan to get us that would be worldwide. And I told him God would not permit it to succeed. And, of course, these two are in trouble. They're in trouble with the FBI for breaking federal laws against our ministry. And so she noticed these two factious men, whom we all know, along with some other factious women, which we believe, since she didn't recognize them, represent factious groups that have joined. So she went on to say, I didn't recognize standing and talking with a group of many wicked lawyers dressed in business suits. They were on the right side of the boat dock. And Eve has in parentheses what she felt the Lord spoke to her, feigning the appearance of being in the right. Yes, the faction always believes they're right, no matter how much sin they do or how much evil they do. It's just exactly what you're seeing out there with the faction against the government, right? Same spirits. And I overheard them conspiring to bring several lawsuits against UBM Ministry. I understood that this was directed not only at UBM and its leadership, but also the man-child David/Trump parallel. So, you know, after reading this, I looked on the internet and noticed that groups of liberal lawyers have brought suits against President Trump. But it doesn't really look good for them. The judge threw out one suit as being illegal and political, which of course it is political. That's why they're doing all this at this time, trying to bring him down, which is illegal. And Stormy, as you know, had to pay the president's court fees. So that one didn't work. They may be just a few of many doing the same thing to try to bring down President Trump. It's going to fail. As types, the dragon of the Sennacherib, Pharaoh, Northern Army, Jehoshaphat, Bible scenarios could not devour the man-child of those days either. It just couldn't be done. But it looks like the failure before the tribulation is very close for the enemy. You know, we've always prayed for our brethren who were caught up in the faction and taken into Babylonish captivity. And and basically it was always because of sin. And that we've prayed that their demons would be smitten, but they would be set free. That's how we see the death of the enemy here. You know, death of any person is when they die and are separated from that spirit, their spirit, right? In this case, they are going to be separated from their spirit. We've been praying that this would happen, at least for those who are the elect of God. So, in effect, this is the death of the enemy. And we were told by the Lord that some would die physically and some spiritually and some both. But we pray that the elect among them will survive and be humbler and wiser because of going through this. And we see many types and shadows in the scriptures that seem to point towards this. So we're happy about that. But there are some people who will be reprobated and they will never return to God. Never. And, back to Eve's revelation here. I saw a very small, lightweight, silver, metallic boat, the size of a narrow paddle boat. This boat belonged to me, representing the corporate bride body. The only way to sit in this small, narrow boat was to kneel in it. It had no motor, but was powered by a small white megaphone shaped like a funnel. A white megaphone. You're thinking about speech. You're thinking about white, purity, right? And a megaphone is to let the voice be heard over a large area, much like a trumpet. And I mentioned that for a reason, because we'll see that parable too. I held this megaphone behind my back as I interceded in the spirit in the direction ahead of me. A very powerful wind blew out from my being. What do you think this represents? Well, wind and spirit in the Bible is the same word. The wind passed through the megaphone and propelled the small boat forward at tremendous speed. So much so that the boat skimmed on top of the water all over the lake and covered much territory in very little time and seemingly effortlessly. Well, I believe that the intercession will have the effect of reaching the people with truth, which dispels the lies of as light does darkness, basically. And the water, as in the Bible, represents people. Okay? It meant tribes, nations, and tongues. It's pointed out in one place, you know, that the waters represent that. So here you have this megaphone going over, reaching out to the people. She said, I was amazed by the incredible power that emanated out of me, and I knew the evil plots against us and Trump had been defeated. Oh, praise the Lord. It's true. They have. She said, I believe this dream indicates a call to the corporate body of the bride to join together in a concerted prayer effort to defeat these plans of the enemies. So notice the call was to the corporate body of the bride. She went over the lake with the megaphone, right? The lake represents these people, the bride. She went over the lake, reached very quickly all parts of the lake. So no doubt her voice is going out right now at this moment and will reach an awful lot of people, and people will pick it up and share it with others and so on. And the trick or the conspiracy of the enemy will be shown. And then she said, I woke up. Well, I'm going to come back to Eve in just a minute here, but we received on this same day that we shared this revelation, this from Missy. She got this text by faith at random the same day, and we saw it as the dragon's attempt to stop the building of the wall protecting the kingdom people. You know, the wall around Jerusalem is what this is talking about, and the Jerusalem, we're told by or John was told in the book of Revelation, was the bride. Here we are again. We're back to the same place, a wall going around a bride, kind of like the earth goes around a lake, you know, the lake and this too. Interesting, God would give us the parable in two different ways, saying the same thing. A wall in Scripture represents sanctification. The word sanctification means separation from the world. You know, the wall separated the bride from the world, right? And they're rebuilding this wall, right? And in this text, it is the wall around Jerusalem, which John was told in Revelation is the bride. And this is what is accomplished by the teaching of the word. When you teach the word to people, it builds a wall between them and the world. And of course, the devil, any kind of teaching that does this, the devil's going to fight against it by religious people, by any kind of wicked tool he can pick up, right? He's going to try to stop it. It's like he's tried to stop our materials, because we teach much on sanctification and much on this, building this sanctification between God's people and the world. The dragon tried to destroy the word that we have taught by taking down our site and videos. We know who did it. We have absolute proof of that, you know. Which, in effect, temporarily stopped the building of the wall, right? Our building, our part of building in the wall. But amazingly, the trumpet that covered the waters or people in Eve's dream is seen here too. So listen to the text, Nehemiah 4:15-21. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, what is that? What was known unto them? Well, that their secret scheme to destroy them or us and the teaching materials became known. And we have already received from the Lord for some time that the harlot will join the beast against the body of Christ. Sound familiar? Yes, it was a type that was passed on to us from 2,000 years ago when Jesus was attacked by the harlot of apostate Judaism and the beast of the Roman Empire. Nothing has changed. This has always been the facts. It's the facts now. The only thing is the parable is bigger. That's the only difference, you see. So anyway, when the enemies heard that they found out about their scheme, it goes on to say, and God had brought their counsel to naught. Okay, that's interesting. Why did God reveal this to us in so many ways, as you're going to see today, to bring their counsel to naught? That we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. So when they realized that their counsel had been brought to naught, their scheme had been brought to naught, they acted accordingly. They went back to their work of building the wall, which is what we're doing now. And it came to pass from that time forth that half of my servants wrought in the work, and half of them held spears, the shields, the bows, the coats of mail, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. And they all builded the wall, and they that bear burdens laden themselves, every one with his hands wrought in the work, and with the other held his weapon. And the builders, every one, had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. All right, awesome. Well, you know, Eve was sounding the trumpet in the first one, and I believe that that's true here too. If you can see the type in the shadow, she's by David, right? And blowing the trumpet. The trumpet is consistently in the Bible used as a warning of an attack by an enemy from without. Okay, so it is here, you know. And I said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place soever you hear the sound of the trumpet, so okay, when when he heard from the people that there was an attack in any direction, then he gave notification to the trumpeter who brought forth the warning that the enemy is attacking. Okay. And of course, a megaphone in Eve's dream before this, covering the kingdom, the bride, the Jerusalem, to warn of an attacking enemy from without. So he said, went on to say, "And when you hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us, and our God will fight for us. So we wrought in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning until the stars appeared." Well, we do that. And as you know, if you've been listening to us, the angels are helping us. And they've appeared to us many times. They've told us things about what their job is. And their job is to go forth and bring to pass the things that we pray into existence. And so we've been doing this. And we've been building the wall as we are ready to defend the people of God, even the people of the United States, because we've worked in both the political and the spiritual realm. So, being ready. So, saints, don't forget to pray, exercise your authority, and send forth the angels, because they are waiting to be sent forth. And they have told us that is their job. And they go forth when we speak the word of God, when we pray the word of God. When we pray, what God shows us in the word is what's happening. And we come against it. And they go forth and do. So that was Missy's revelation, which is directly parallel to Eve's revelation, telling us the same thing about the enemy and their scheme to attack from darkness. They always do. They shoot from darkness. So let's go back to Eve. She said, "As I was interceding earlier this evening concerning these things, I was impressed to open up my Bible. And when I did, my eyes fell on the phrase, 'I, Jesus, have sent my angel to you.'" And it was in Revelation 22 and 16. In context, 12 through 21. So I'm going to start in verse 12. "Behold, I come quickly." Now, we've taught a lot about the coming of the Lord. And when he came the first time, it was not how the religious system expected him to come. The things that have been are the things that shall be. The Lord is coming in his saints before he comes for his saints. That's what the Bible teaches. Okay, so, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to each man according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are they that wash their robes, that they may have the right to come to the tree of life, and may enter in by the gates into the city." Okay, not everybody can enter into the bride. You have to wash your robes. The bride has a bright, glowing garment, according to Revelation. And the rest of the church just has a white garment, a lampros and a leukos. A lampros is a lamp. It's a shining garment. That's the bride. They are the ones in the city. However, outside the city, it speaks about, verse 15, "Without are the dogs, the sorcerers," or witchcraft, right? "And the fornicators, and the murderers, and the idolaters, and everyone that loveth and maketh a lie." No liar can come into the city. Verse 16, and this is where she had her finger. "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you that these things for the churches." I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And, of course, the bride is saying, come, inviting people to come into the city. You have to get on the highway to Zion, right? The highway of holiness, where no beast can come up there on. The beast cannot come on the highway of holiness to the kingdom, because no beast can be in the kingdom. And outside we see are the dogs, the sorcerers, the fornicators, the liars, everything. Okay. And he that heareth, let him say, come. And he that is athirst, let him come. He that will, let him take the water of life freely. This is what sanctifies you, the washing of the water with the word. This is what prepares a person to be in the bride. There's many benefits to be in the bride. The church is taught, of course, that the whole church is the bride, which is a lie. Doesn't fit any other thing, anything in Scripture. And I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto them, God shall add unto him the plagues which are written in this book. I've been told by factious people that I put a curse on them, which was not true. Here's your curse right here. And God does it. He said, he's the one that adds the curse to people who add to his word or take from his word, right? And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the tree of life and out of the holy city. So, obviously, you know, there are people that are being rejected from the holy city, which are written in this book. He who testifieth these things saith, yea, I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And the grace of the Lord Jesus be with the saints. Amen. And Jesus said too, the Lord said in the Old Testament, I'll bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. Those who are a curse to God's people bring a curse on themselves. And they certainly are not going to be in the holy city. And that's why you see them being ejected from among the righteous. Okay? So Eve then said, let's all pray the word in addition to intercession in a focused, concerted effort in order to defeat the plans of our enemies to use the laws of man against us. The man-child ministries, Trump, etc. Amen. So that's what we're exhorting you to do today, folks, is to go out and fight this battle against the wicked who are trying to bring down both the Trump and the man-child ministries. They will fail. We already know what the Scripture says. They will fail. The dragon in Revelation 12 tried it too, and he tried it before the 3.5 years started. Notice, remember the text we looked at? That's been happening now. They've been trying to do this now. And one of their ways, of course, is to destroy the materials or the website, which they have done, which we're restoring. But another way is to bring discredit to the teachers so that nobody will pay any attention to the teachings, right? So they've done that, and you can actually, I don't suggest you do it, because slander, like the false prophets of the media who have spoken the left-wing words and the beastly words of lies and so on and so forth, until people out there have received those things and become demon-possessed, angry, factious, witchcraft, on and on. See, it just comes through words. Evil word. Jesus said, the words that I speak are spirit and they are life. What do you think the words of someone who is demon-possessed do? That's right. They bring death and destruction. Okay. And Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Do you believe it? Well, praise God. But you know, your spiritual warfare will bring it to pass. There is a method to bring an end of weapons that are formed against us. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So when they speak against you and you're walking righteous and holy, you have the authority to cast that down. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness, which is of me, says the Lord. When God calls you righteous, beware of the man who doesn't. Yeah. So when Michael and I were speaking about this message that the Lord was giving us about the conspiracy, Michael said, David and I have prayed against the factious and agree with all that this attempt has already been defeated. Afterwards, we got by faith at random, Isaiah 41, 10 through 20. Yeah. I'll read it to you. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that are incensed against thee shall be put to shame, that's the word of the Lord, and confounded. They that strive with thee shall be as nothing, and shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shall not find them. Even them that contend with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and you men of Israel, I will help thee, says the Lord. And thy Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I have made thee to be a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, talking about kingdoms, and beat them small, and thou shalt make the hills as chaff, smaller kingdoms, right? And thou shalt winnow them, and the wind shall carry them away. And the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord. Thou shalt joy in the Holy One of Israel. Amen. The poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst. They need the water of the Word, right? The Word, what does the Word do? The Word goes into you and recreates in you the life of Christ. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. We need those words. We don't need the words of demon-possessed people. You shouldn't listen to people who break every rule of the Word of God in the media. They will impart demons to you. We can see it. People are wondering, how can these people be so crazy? You're not dealing with flesh and blood there, saints. That is witchcraft. That is faction. That is hatred. That is slander. That is these demon spirits that I'm talking about. And it's both in the church and it's in the government. I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights. He's going to provide them with the water. Even though the dragon's working very hard to get rid of that water, that washing of the water with the word, he's going to fail. And the fountains in the midst of the valleys, I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will put in the wilderness the cedar, the acacia, the myrtle, and the olive tree, and I will set in the desert the fir tree, the pine, the box tree together. Notice, all these are types of people, did you know? People are likened to trees in the Bible. That they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this. And the Holy One of Israel hath created it. So here the waters are going forth in the valleys and in the wilderness and bringing forth all of this fruit, which is growing up out of the earth, right? So, And Michael said, "Amen, Lord, we believe and we are standing in agreement with all the brethren out there against these attempts of the enemy to harass and intimidate God's people and Trump and his people. Thank you, Lord, for the victory." Yes, indeed. Now, here's something very interesting. God always confirms what he says to us. This is about the defeated enemy. This is Michael Hare's vision on 10/15/18, exactly when we shared Eve's dream, right? The very day. And as praying was taking place on Monday morning on 10/15, when Eve's dream of the conspiracy against UBM, David, Manchild, Trump was being shared, the Lord showed me a fox headed away from me to his hole. His head was down, his shoulders were slumped down, and his tail was between his legs, as if he was whipped. And as he descended into his hole in the ground, all of a sudden he changed into a chicken, sitting with her face to me on top of the entrance to the hole. The chicken looked like a Rhode Island red hen. And that was the end of the vision. Now, this vision of this whipped fox become a chicken was given during the same meeting that we shared Eve's revelation about the defeat of the enemy. The same meeting, Merlene, in the early hours of the morning, of this same morning, had received a dream herself. And it's the same thing, the defeated enemy, Merlene Laughlin. This is a dream I received and shared on the same Monday morning meeting when Eve's dream of the conspiracy against UBM, David, Manchild, Trump was being shared. There was a country gravel road which seemed narrower the further I looked ahead. You know, the road that we go down narrows down in order to basically narrow our way, right? Get us in the right path, a narrow road, okay? I was in front with others of local UBM walking behind on this road. Both sides of the road was like a fall field. Okay, fall field. Well, this is fall, and Jesus said the field is the world. So, and also this that we're talking about is not just local UBM. I mean, this is a worldwide thing that is happening, okay, to the church and to government, okay? So it's a worldwide scenario. So the field is the world, and the fall is the fall. We're in the fall. The Lord told us spring was coming in the fall, which means new life is coming out of this death to this old system. A few trees scattered ahead of us, and I knew we could not be seen. So they were looking on this vision here. Ahead of us were soldiers in a darker khaki uniform that I'm used to seeing, with long sleeves and billed hats. Their hair was black. Well, according to 1 Corinthians 11, hair is a sign of submission. Some people are submitted to Christ, the Son. Blonde hair lots of times represents submitted to Christ, the Son. It's a symbol. Not that blonde-haired people can't do sin, but it's a symbol in dreams, right? Well, black hair is just the opposite. It's a sign of submission to darkness and evil. So this is an evil army here. Okay. The thing I noticed after that was the absence of weapons. After that, my attention went to their upper sleeves where there was no show of rank. No show of rank. In other words, you know, when people fail, they get deranked, right? The patches get snatched off, right? They failed. Something else unusual was their walk. It was a defeated, with slumped shoulders walk and slow pace, stumbling along, tired. So they had been beaten in the political and spiritual war going on, and their weapons were taken. I heard the man on the left saying something in a foreign language. Left, of course, is where the goats are. The right is where the sheep are, according to Jesus, right? Goats are rebellious, and so is this army. The man on the left saying something in a foreign language, but it was muffled. Well, here's the thing, that there are spiritual foreigners of the kingdom. Their speech is slander and foreign to the kingdom. Their ways are foreign to the kingdom. They are on the left. They are rebellious, like goats, right? And when I woke up, I knew it was because of our prayers of warfare that the enemy was defeated. Okay, then she came to the meeting, and lo and behold, that's exactly what was revealed. She didn't know that, you know. She didn't know about Michael's revelation or vision either. So everything fits together. We've had many meetings like that. It's just we pray constantly, and we ask the Lord to do us and give confirmations and all these things. He does. He does. And I asked for a word for this dream by faith at random and received Psalm 102 and 8. Mine enemies reproached all the day. They that are mad against me do curse by me. Yes, that's true. Very dead on the money. So when we come together in these meetings, we all get by faith at random a word that God wants to speak to us today, on that day. So this is the same morning of the visions and the dreams, you know, same morning. And we got these verses, okay? You've got Esther 9 and 5. And the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword. It's Purim. How about that? And with slaughter and destruction, and did what they would unto them that hated them. So he gave this destruction over into the hands of the people who had been persecuted by this beast, Haman, and all of his people that were spread out through the nations. So Haman the beast failed to destroy Mordecai, which means little man. In other words, he's the man child. Haman the beast failed to destroy Mordecai, which is what he wanted so badly. And the bride. As you remember, he stumbled on the bride and the king took offense and off with his head. And of course, man, child, and the bride interceded for the people of God. That's what they do, right? Very interesting word. How you like the way the Lord puts things together, huh? Isn't it awesome? And then Matt Farah got Benjamin, who factioned from the people of God because he defended fornicators, just as in this case we're talking about. Yeah. Judges 20, 38 through 42. Now the appointed sign between the men of Israel and the liars in wait was that they would make a great cloud of smoke rise up out of the city. Of course, the liars in wait were those that were taking down Benjamin for this big sin. And the men of Israel turned in the battle, and Benjamin began to smite and kill of the men of Israel about 30 persons. So he came out of the city, they came out of the city, and they attacked these people who were there actually to just draw them out of the city. For they said, surely they are smitten down before us as in the first battle. But when the cloud began to arise up out of the city, in a pillar of smoke, the Benjamites looked behind them, and behold, the whole of the city went up in smoke to heaven. And the men of Israel turned, and the men of Benjamin were dismayed, for they saw that evil was come upon them. Yep, they were trapped between the burning city and the rest of Israel. And therefore they turned their backs before the men of Israel unto the way of the wilderness. But the battle followed hard after them, and they that came out of the cities destroyed them in the midst thereof. So they had Israel coming out of the cities and coming at them from the direction of the wilderness, and it took them down. And then Leon got Psalm 81, 8 through 16. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel. If thou wouldest hearken unto me, there shall no strange God be in thee. There is a God that they call the Lord Jesus that is not. And they claim to be Christians, and they are not. Okay. Neither shalt thou worship any foreign god, for I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Remember, we all came out. But the Lord, having saved a people out of the land of Egypt, later destroyed them that believed not. Remember. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people hearkened not to my voice, and Israel would have none of me. So I let them go after the stubbornness of their heart, that they might walk in their own counsels. Oh, that my people would hearken unto me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies, and turn my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should submit themselves unto him, but their time should endure forever. He would feed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock. Would I satisfy thee? Yes, it's so much easier to walk with the Lord than against the Lord. And Sapphira got Deuteronomy 25, 13 through 16. Thou shalt not have in thy bag diverse weights, a great and a small. Thou shalt not have in thy house diverse measures, a great and a small. See, in other words, the way you cheat people is you don't put the right weight on the opposite side of the scale, right? And a perfect and just weight shalt thou have, a perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. For all that do such things, even all that do unrighteously, are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. In other words, these people are ready to distort the truth for their own gain. They have a dishonest balance. And for the sake of gain, they're hypocrites. So, and Shay got Luke 11, 44 through 46. Woe unto you, for you are as the tombs which appear not, and men that walk over them know it not. In other words, you don't know they're dead. They still claim to be Christians. And one of the lawyers answers, saith unto him, Teacher, in saying this, thou reproachest us also. Interesting about the lawyers here, my goodness. And he said, Woe unto you lawyers also, for you load men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your little fingers. In other words, they expect you to do what they say, but they won't do it themselves, right? And Debbie Finsky got Isaiah 33, 14 through 16. All of these and more we shared on that same day. Now, the sinners in Zion are afraid. Trembling has seized the godless ones. Who among us can dwell with the devouring fire? The fire, of course, is the continual burnt offering that is made to burn up the flesh. They don't like that. They don't want the flesh burnt up. You got to stay on the altar. You got to stay in the furnace, right? Who among us can dwell with everlasting burnings? There's your, you know, continual burnt offering. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, and that shaketh his hands from the taking of a bribe, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from looking upon evil. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of the rocks. His bread shall be given him. His water shall be sure. Good promises for those who walk uprightly and are not moved by their own selfish ambitions, right? And here's Brandy's word, and I believe it's speaking about the beast will lose to the saints through prayer and faith. And you need to look at the substance here rather than the prophetic symbolism, you know, just the substance to understand what the Lord's saying here. Daniel 7, 18 through 22. Then I desired to know, but the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I desired to know the truth concerning the fourth beast, which was forth from Daniel. Remember, there was Egypt and Assyria, and then Daniel started with Babylon. So that's the last beast, right? I desired to know the truth concerning the fourth beast, which was different from all of them, diverse, different, exceedingly terrible, whose teeth were of iron and its nails of brass, which devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with his feet. This is kind of, the beast that does this all around the world, right? And concerning the ten horns that were on its head, well, there it is. He's identifying that end time beast, because all of the bodies of the previous empires are all of their seed are with us today in the United Nations, you know. Concerning the ten horns that were on its head and the other horn which came up, before which three fell, even that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake great things, whose look was more stout than its fellows. So there, it overthrew these three kingdoms, right? And this, the eyes of the church, of course, are like the prophets, the mouth that speaks great things, right? The false prophets. The media is a false prophet who's imparting people with the same demons that they received from the hierarchy of this government, which is Satanism, witchcraft, etc. And I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came and the judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Okay, so if you just look at the substance here rather than the prophetic timing, you can see what's happening out there. The Lord is coming, and he's coming to destroy the works of Satan. And how wonderful it is in our eyes what he's doing. We give thanks unto you, Father, for the victory that you've given to all of us in Jesus' name. Well, all right, saints, I better stop there. But on the text, I'll leave you a bunch of verses here that are basically talking about the same thing. For goodness sake, it's awesome what God does. So go out there and pray. Pray against these enemies that are trying to take down Trump, trying to take down the man-child, trying to take down the reformers that God is raising up. Go and do, and God will hear. And he will conquer your enemies and our enemies. Thank you so much, and God bless you in Jesus' name. And also, Brother Michael's coming to share with you a word. We ask for an anointing upon Michael, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that his word will go forth and do wondrously in the name of Jesus. Amen. Good night, saints.